away. As I sat in the middle, I felt this love unfold. A love too big for this body to hold. That day I became a warrior with no enemy. Now I am that funky soldier and I shall be free.
way, you can't take a chimpanzee on a school bus.
Well, Candy, I myself was not aware of that either.
Well, now you know.
Thank you for being our guest today.
Pleasure was mine.
Up next, acclaimed rock and rollers from San Diego, the Crocodiles.
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting from The Mission. I'm Shay from the Bay, together with Mal Doror and resident artist NR.
I wonder if our friends at the Chase Center are listening today.
I would love it.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we had regular presence at the Chase Center.
It would be really nice.
Then they could hook us up with those $1,500 Metallica tickets.
Yeah, you get those anyway. You're not supposed to mention that on air, Mal Doror. We talked about this last week.
Right. If you're listening to us from the Chase Center, give us a call.
On 415...
Poohats.
That's P-O-O-H-A-T-S.
Actually, somebody was saying they didn't think the phone worked, so...
Should I try to call?
You can give a whirl.
All right.
Or I could just...
I love that this is our on-air experiment.
Yeah, I'm not hearing anything.
Or you can email us at...
Yeah, exactly, and we'll get it 20 years
from now. If you're listening, you have my text. You have my phone numbers. You can call me. Yeah, I got nothing. Oh, well.
Hold on. 766-4287. I really hope this is our number. Cool Hats. 1-415-766-4287. We're going to give it a whirl. I really, really hope this is Radio Valencia, but let's see.
That was my set of music.
And we're ringing. Should I put it on speakerphone?
I hear it ringing.
This has got to be tremendously exciting for our listeners. I know, NR is like bouncing in their seat. It's so great. I'm excited too. And yet, no one is answering. Why don't you answer the phone? Just pick it up, Maldoror. No, there's no answer here.
Okay, this could be... All right.
Thank you for writing along our call
does
our
the phone
info
work?
Line.
287, can't take your call now.
Yeah,
can't
so if you want,
take your call now.
Yeah, so if you want to win those tickets to Europe, just call 415 Boo Hats.
And we'll not give them away to you.
Because the phone doesn't work. All right, well, that was a fact-finding mission that we conducted on air.
Sorry about that, guys.
That was my set. We heard Degeneration from the Crocodiles, San Diego's own Crocodiles. Although, interestingly, they record most of their records down in Tijuana.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Florida.
And they're playing Crocodiles. That's from their new record, and they are playing the Cafe Du Nord on Sunday, April 23rd, which will not conflict with the Radio Valencia fundraiser.
Dude,
with the Tighten Ups.
I forgot about Cafe Du Nord.
Yeah, I haven't been there in
Just put them back on the map with that announcement. That's nice.
And then the middle song of the set was Sadie, the Sadies with No One's Listening, which is accurate for today. And, there's a million things going on. It's like the best days for our radio listenership are when it's crappy and rainy. Because everyone's stuck in their house and like, I may as well listen to Maldoror and Schaefer the Bay.
But then we end up playing all this down-tempo, sad stuff.
Well, I played some of that anyway. I played a dub version of Heroes by David Bowie.
Can't get away from it. That was good.
Yeah.
You said.
We kicked that... Ah, their children out front.
Goddamn kids celebrating their goddamn holiday. That's
they're
for
all
the
jacked
Jesus.
Up on sugar.
Jesus,
fucking die. Anyway,
call back to Little Peeps.
Yeah, and we kick things off with "I Shall Be Free" by Kid Beyond. Yeah, so we're coming
here. The class.
We're coming to
out.
And actually, it was. I was walking over here, and it was one of those awkward things where they're like seven or eight ladies, and they're like
waving. Yes,
and I'm like, I bet there's somebody behind me because I don't know. And they all got yoga mats, yeah. And sure enough, their yoga teacher was walking up the block behind me, and they're all waving at her. And I'm really glad I didn't.
You're glad that you didn't get mistaken for her. It's not
a spitting image. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Model of fitness, body by Lizzo.
Hey, this is twice you've
given me the finger. It's okay. You're correct to do that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look up the other Peeps joke.
I love that you're trying to look up jokes rather than like just formulate them yourself. This is sort of not the essence of joke writing. Yeah. Oh, my God. By the way, I went to a really fantastic comedy show last weekend. We went to go see Jeff Ross at Cobb's Comedy.
Jeff Ross?
Jeff Ross is the roast master. Anybody who's roasting anybody has Jeff Ross on the show. And he's got alopecia, so he's really, really, really hairless. Kind of scary for that, but not creepy.
That's what Will Smith's wife had.
Yes, exactly. It's not why she slapped him, but yeah, she does have the same. And, it was the first, so he asked some people to get up on stage, like, at the end of the thing, so that he could roast everybody, and I got up on stage, and it was sadly, it was my first and only time on Cobb's stage, like, in the very few years that I did stand-up comedy here in the city. Anyway, it was pretty
why
cool.
Why would you subject yourself to that?
That's the thing. He shook my hand, he said, "What's your name?" I said, "Shay," and he said, "You're lovely," and then he went around, and I was the only female on stage, and he went around and roasted these other fucking guys who were like beard guy. I mean, I probably work with half of them. They're like men in the trades, you know what I mean? Like beard guys, fucking, got hard shit, shorts. Not shorts. Well, one of them had shorts, which was a thing to be roasted alone. Anyway, he shook my hand and he said, "You're lovely." And I said, "That's not how this is supposed to go." And he said, "That's my job." But it was a really good show. Jeff Ross at Cobb's, if you guys are ever in North Beach, make sure to be a patron of your local comedy shows.
Wait, so he never roasted you?
He didn't.
That's a disappointing story.
I thought so, too. I mean, the night was great and the show was great, but I really,
you know, was looking to be publicly humiliated. I'll have to go to my personal relationships for that, I guess.
So he didn't say something like, you know, Shay, you have such great range, you can go all the way from A to B.
NR, that sucks. That's really good. No, the one thing he did say as I was getting off stage, he was, you know, shaking everyone's hand as we sort of exited. And he said, your hair. And what did he say? He, like, called it a color, like a vibrant color. And I said, yeah, it's a recessive gene. And then he goes, oh, recessive genes. And he takes that and starts working on the guys who were left on stage. So at least we gave a little. We didn't, you know, like I said, public humiliation. Yeah.
So we'd like to thank Death Wish's friend who randomly stopped by the studio and was throwing firecrackers at the ground while we were trying to have a mic break.
What a scary character.
Yeah. We just assume he's Death Wish's friend.
Because of the bad energy.
What was that?
Telephone.
Oh, no, it's my email bill from the Elks. I didn't know that went out on the air.
And we have Island Girl in studio with us. Island Girl.
Oh, no.
Except
oh,
I have shit. No mic.
No.
Oh, no, your mic is live. Everything is live. It's just a question of whether or not you can hear it. Please don't take out my right ear.
And every time you do that, I lose my ability to... And you're probably just not plugged into anything. I could see it.
Troubles and tribulations of community radio while serving as the Elks First Lady.
I am going to close that
president.
Window so it stops pinging.
Thank goodness.
Thank you for that. This is going great.
I agree.
Fantastic.
The music's fine.
Fantastic.
It's nice to have a studio full of people. Island Girl, thanks for joining us. And our artist.
Thank you for
residence.
Bringing us some snack-based sustenance. I'll make it through to the end of the
show. Girl. I'm just here cracking bad jokes.
Yeah. No, excellent
jokes. They're really
jokes.
Good. They're really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to stay tuned for Cheap Hooch coming up at the top of the hour?
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Island Girl looks amazing. And it's hard to talk about outfits on the radio.
That's right.
It really is.
But we're going to try.
It's like Easter Sunday. It looks like... Do you know how to play Sun and Garden?
She's got a pink cloche.
Yes, a pink cloche.
I have a pink cloche, but also it's kind of goth Easter because all the goth bands are coming to town. Kinda love
that. NR asked me if we're going to see any shows. I'm like, it's Goth Kid Summer.
Yeah.
We're going to see Love and Rockets and The Cure.
That's way better than Hawk
Girl
Summer.
So that means you got me a ticket, right?
No, we're flying to Seattle to see The Cure because fuck the shoreline.
So you got me a ticket, right?
No, our friends in Seattle did, which is shocking. And then, Love and Rockets, like, I bought it the second they went on sale. Apparently it sold out, which... Kind of
I'm thrilled for Love and Rockets because, you know, the last couple times we saw them, it was not sold out, and they are a great band.
Yeah, but the last two times I saw Bauhaus were freaking awesome, and so they don't need that meth head.
Meth head junkie guy.
They can get by without him.
Was that the guy that stopped by earlier?
I think Peter Murphy, I think that was him.
Yeah, I mean, clearly. Last time I saw Love and Rockets was when they were opening for The Cure during their Disintegration tour.
Oh, I saw that. Did you see that in Los Angeles with the Pixies and Shelly Ann Orphan?
I saw it in New Jersey at the Meadowlands.
Yeah. I saw that tour at Howdy Person taking a photo of Radio Valencia. I saw that tour at the LA Dodger Stadium, I think. It's a great show.
Do they call it Dodger Stadium? Hey, it was opening day the other day.
Yeah.
Okay, back to The Cure.
Yeah.
Yes, I actually have a cool goth summer show planned for early May. Just to,
I mean, there's a lot of other shit coming too that we're not bothering with, like Depeche Mode and the Sisters of Mercy,
Ministry, Frontline Assembly. There's another one too.
No, wait, I know this is
the
really
Swans.
Exciting.
The
but,
Swans.
But what Island Girl mentioned is that she's got an entire show already planned for May.
Well, because it's cool goth summer.
I don't know what plan
Maldor
means.
Sometimes people plan things.
I haven't recorded the inner song banter. I've just picked a playlist. It's different.
Yeah, but that's the power.
Can you jiggle that wire?
No, don't
please.
Jiggle that wire. Don't touch
jiggle my wire.
Oh.
Please. No, it's the other one.
You might have to pay for that.
Thank you.
Not
that's
that one.
Perfect.
Dang
stop.
It.
Thanks.
Oh, don't touch. Don't touch. No touching, please.
High level technology
we
here
all have
at Radio
really
Valencia.
Different needs. We all have really different needs. Oh.
Did you?
Dang it. Oh, yeah, I love that you laugh while my needs are not fulfilled.
We can't get both our needs met at the same time.
That explains a lot about this relationship, Alderaan. Explains everything. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, this is the Curated Catastrophe on Radio
Operative
Valencia.
Operative word being catastrophe.
Yeah.
Let's hear some music.
Told you this wasn't going to go as well as last week.
Hey, here's something that's kind of new. It's from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, who are always consistent in their, I think their shit is awesome. We're going to open up the next set.
Are they on tour? They'd fit in with Cool Goth Summer.
Yeah, they definitely fit in with Cool
they
Goth
would
Summer.
This one's from the album Cool It Down. It's
The Damned, sorry.
No.
Oh, yeah, the Damned are coming. You're going to that one.
Out now on Secretly Canadian, which we can talk about Canadian drug things. If you'd like to.
Not especially.
Okay. Well, then we're just left with the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Let's go ahead and get this set started with Blacktop. You're listening to The Curtic Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Thank you.
gotta make sure that I won't let it go wrong.
I wanna try.
listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.fm streaming.
Baby, don't hurt me.
No, baby, no don't more. Hurt me. That is not what that was. We closed out that set. Like we closed out that set with Something Good. That is the name of that song. Something
from A Night
Good
at the Roxbury
by Mount and Nicholas Halig. Before that, it was
I dug it.
Never Gonna Forget featuring Black Coffee. It was Black Coffee together with Diplo and Elderbrook. And opening up the set, Blacktop by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. So you guys liked that last couple of songs.
I was digging it.
I wouldn't say the feeling was general all over the room.
It was not. But it should be said that Maldoror is the outlier here. I feel like there were 3 out of 4, 75% of the constituency agrees that it was a pretty fucking positive set. Ended on an up note. Maldoror didn't like that.
Yeah.
I can fix that.
But Enor had something. Enor was like, oh, so, you know, when we were listening to Something Good, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You had this whole scene. You were like, oh, maybe it's 3 a.m. and I'm trying to re-up. Or maybe it's, you know, the sun's coming up and we're, you know, it's just a good feeling.
It's been a while since I've...
had a good feeling? Experienced something good?
Done Molly?
There's that. Maybe there's that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Next time in Mexico City.
Goodness.
We should go back to Mexico City. That was a good time.
What happened in Mexico City?
We spent New Year's there in 2020.
Yeah.
Do tell. There's got to be more to that story that you don't want to tell that I'm going to ask you to draw out on air and make you decidedly uncomfortable.
There was no Molly that I'm aware of.
That I'm aware of.
There was plenty of mezcal and food poisoning.
Yeah, there was mezcal and food poisoning and bugs.
And bug consumption. A lot of bug consumption.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The grasshoppers. Yeah. Those are delicious. A little crunch.
They're delicious. They're delicious and crunchy for the first week.
And Island Girl was like, that was my diet.
But by the third week, you're like, because they feed them fish food to clean out their digestive tracts. So by...
Which also are super, super teeny.
So by the end, you're like, they just taste like fish food. And you get real tired of it.
I feel like that's better than tasting like Roundup, don't you, Maldoror?
I suppose so.
For all the things that we put into the soil and back into the water table, but let's not go there.
Yeah.
We were just talking about
microplastics.
Something good. Exactly.
I know I could fix that.
Yeah, exactly.
We did have some pretty epic meals.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Lots of good food.
Yeah,
we did a walking tour. Oh God, the walking tour of like just random taquerias that you would never go into because it looks like a transmission
Wait,
shop.
That was your choice of walking tours. You're like, let's do taquerias.
Well, it was a food tour.
Okay,
but it was to some like hole in the wall local places that you would never find on your own, and they were pretty uniformly amazing. But by the end, we're all just like, I cannot eat anymore.
What is it to be uniformly amazing?
A different, like one was only seafood, and so like
one
we had
a
ceviche.
One had a mojete that was the size of like a bathtub that was full of like habanero salsa that was astonishing.
Just.
And did Maldoror get you around town with his expertise in Spanish?
No, they just kept looking to me.
Exactly. There we go. You are also not only our resident artist, but also our resident Puerto Rican.
That is correct.
Is that a place you would ever move back to? Like escape plan, end of life, ever, anything, Puerto Rico?
You know, just another home around the world for me.
Oh, I like that. A world citizen.
I like it.
I do too.
Certainly a Western Hemisphere citizen.
Well, I had...
Somebody else just went by in flesh-colored clothing across the street.
Yeah, I have an issue.
You
okay,
guys,
so
you guys.
Listen, I had this issue
hunky
with...
Hunky Jesus.
Yeah, no.
No,
but,
no, it's...
Okay, so Island Girl, it's a different phenomenon that I was talking to Maldoror about off-air, which is women who are, you know, like, we have our shapes. Like, we're such a beautiful shape, no matter whatever shape we are, right? But these women that wear these flesh-colored tops or these flesh-colored pants...
Flesh-colored yoga pants.
And I see that... Yeah, exactly.
And
you know,
they look like they're walking around nude.
Yes, and I'm
from
I
down
see
the block.
Them
you're like
a
what
block
the hell?
Away. I'm trying to look like what is it? What am I looking at here? And it just
they're
looks
on their
like
way
a
way to solid gold.
There's some lovely hats going by though.
Oh yeah,
none better. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Girls.
Thank you, Jesus.
But anyway, yeah, I do have this issue with like flesh colored form fitting things on women that just look like you're not wearing anything.
Yeah, from a distance.
It's really
especially
interesting.
Especially as my vision goes as I age. Like, what the hell? Whoa. All right. Well, whatever.
And I'm judging in a good way, right? Because I can't stop looking.
Like, what's going on? So that's what it's really about.
That is what it's really about. I have to call myself out on that. That's right. Whenever you look at something and you judge something, you have to know that there's something about it that you either like or admire. Right? That you can't own.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at them and they fucking own it. But would I ever wear, like, foot? No.
Never.
Nope. That's not me. Anyway.
There was apparently a sideshow at Valencia 24th yesterday, judging by the skid mark, the donut-shaped skid marks on the ground in front of the church by Big Mouth Burgers.
That's a great place to do it, right in front of the church.
Yeah, maybe it was an Easter.
The mission keeping it real.
Showdown. If anybody's going to judge, it's God. I guess.
Only God can
also judge. Your peers, but also the people that live in the neighborhood. They're judging as well.
Yeah,
it was an Easter sideshow.
Yeah.
He is risen.
Yay. Yay, he is risen.
Again, every year.
He had to take a half day off skiing.
Whose job was it to push that stone back from the tomb?
God's.
Was it, though? I just mean, like, what a fucking shitty job. You're like, we gotta go check that this dude is done. You gotta push that stone back. You're like, dude, I thought we were done. We already put the stone there. I'm just saying.
You'll have to ask them.
Well.
All right.
Sounds like a job for Sisyphus.
Well, they, yeah. Wait, for all your rock pushing needs.
Sisyphus.com. Exactly.
We've got a lot of experience.
He was around a lot longer than Jesus was,
oh, yes.
As far as I know. So. Yeah.
Up and down.
Mythology versus mythology here on RadioValencia.fm.
All right.
Maldoror, what do you have lined up for your last set here?
I got one track picked, and then I'll wing the rest of it.
Oh, I love it when you plan ahead.
I love it when he plans ahead as well, Island Girl.
This is a track called Recessive Gene by Shriekback.
Oh, terrific.
Radio Valencia.
Here's to the red hair.
Space on the landing that is so rarely used is a loop grinder making marginal news. Gonna stand on a corner singing reprobate blues with a charm to disarm and a passion for harm in so many ways, so many ways. A pass out of palm can but raise the alarm at the end of days. The end of day. Here's a chronic intruder crossing Chemical Park through a break in a long chain and the darkest of sparks. She will dress for success, she will welcome excess in so many ways, so many ways. A deadly caress, nothing more, nothing less, at the end of days, the end of days. Hey ho, recessive gene, take the money and keep it clean. Put your hand on the Bible and the bookie's code, don't be so bold, recessive gene. Hey ho, recessive gene. Bite the bullet and make a scene. Put your head in the oven and turn it on. You'll soon be gone. Recessive gene. And return to insist in so many ways, so many ways. She's keeping a list of those she will kiss at the end of days, the end of days. Hey ho, recessive gene, take the money and keep it clean. Put your hand on the
I'm so excited.
We haven't done one of these in a while.
I'm so excited to not know this word.
Oh, you're going to know these words. These ones are easy. What do you want to do? Anthropocentric or frippery?
I think for Easter, we should do anthropocentric.
Great. I didn't look up the S.
I just think that's a really good... So anthropocentric is when you try to make everything around you have human qualities or the thing that you're trying to understand. For example, when we try to understand the way that animals see the world or interact with the world, we put onto them how we think we experience the world. So too, anthropomorphism.
Yes, we know. Yeah.
Right?
So actually, this is an interesting...
Good one for Jesus.
An interesting specific one is, it's regarding humankind as the central and most important element of existence, especially as opposed to God or animals.
That is so sad. Exactly. God and animals. So, yeah. Right. So when it comes to Jesus, you know, that God could ever have anything in his image or their image, its image.
See, I was going to pick the line from this that said religion is just synthetic frippery, but you've chosen the line that said, and did that anthropocentric God wane with their thoughts and beliefs that all unseen. Anyway, this is all from The God Song, which is by Bad Religion. This has been your Bad Religion SAT Word Week on RadioValencia.fm.
That was way better than Jack and Rhonda.
Afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Mr. Kirk, I'm an offended you to learn Dexter's truancy, but surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
You're lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Ranigazoo, let's have a chew. And when I count three,
that boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Avalanche is above. Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and pit midgets, Indians
and frontier
supplies? But I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world.
The world of 20,000 girls.
And rectangles.
Two optometrists.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tighten your buttocks.
Or juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend.
The violin.
That boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Granny Gazoo, let's have a chew. And when I count three,
that boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Can you think of anything that talks other than a person?
A bird?
Yeah.
Sometimes a parrot talks.
Equestrian in You, that last track.
That was something that whatever you played earlier reminded me of, that sample-based album by the Avalanches. That was Frontier Psychiatrist. I'm surprised you've never heard it. That was a relatively big hit, you know, for them.
Because I'm all about the hits.
Yeah, we kicked that set off with Recessive Gene by Shriekback from their second-to-last album, which I don't remember the name of, but came out like 3 years ago. And then middle song of the set was your Bad Religion SAT word of the week, which was not frippery. It was anthropomorphism.
Anthropomorphism.
No, anthropocentric.
Oh, well.
Right, whatever. But it was
difference.
From the God song. Because it's Easter.
It's happy. When you make humans the most important thing, when you know we're really not.
All right. So
I mean, we might be in terms of like deciding the course of the fate of things, including the environment, children, other people's lives, right?
All right. So, anyway, this is the Curated Catastrophe. We need to get out of here so that Cheap Hooch can move in. What up? Background music got super quiet.
Malnor feels insecure without a little bit of support.
A little bed music. But we were talking about, early morning sunrise raving experiences, so I'm going to play something along those lines on RadioValencia.fm.
Hey, thanks to NR, our resident artist. Thanks to Island Girl for popping in. You have been listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.fm.
And here we are. 3:30 in the morning. dry potato inside, no lie, not even bread jam. When the light above my head went bam, 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 I can't see, something's all over me. Greasy insomnia, please release me and let me dream about making mad love on the heath, tearing off tights with my teeth. But there's no relief, I'm wide awake in my kitchen, it's black and I'm lonely. Oh, if I could only get some sleep. Creaky noises make my skin creep. I need to get some sleep. I can't get no sleep.